following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, August 20th through Thursday, August 26th, 2021. August 20th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, listen to my eternal call to you, which is to live in holy love. Your choices here on earth determine your eternity. Choosing holy love means that you obey my commandments. This obedience means you love me above all else or passing things. Do not place joy in any relationship or entertainment or money and status above me. Stay focused on your eternal destination, not on earthly happiness. Be happy in your efforts to please me. This joy I will gladly share with you. If you do this, it will be difficult for Satan to distract or confuse your efforts. This holy focus on holy love is your protection." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am always in your heart when you call upon me. I am anxious for your welfare. Your trust in me is your peace." A note is given to read Psalm 3, 1 through 4. Trust in God under adversity. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, "There is no help for him in God." But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 22nd, 2021. The Feast of the Queenship of Mary. Our Lady is here all in white. The crown on her head is made up of lights. She has little pearls all over her dress. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today I come to you as Queen of Heaven and Earth, Queen of all souls. I come to embrace all of Earth with my motherly touch. I give you the grace to forgive and forget. In this grace is your peace of heart. Do not be disturbed about anything past, present, or future. Just be in my grace today. I wish to make all things whole again. Let go of your past and trust in my grace now and in the future. Every repentant heart is forgiven. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rise up and rejoice in the Lord. A note is given to read Psalm 75, verse 1. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. We call on your name and recount your wondrous deeds. August 23rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the biggest mistake a soul can make is not loving me enough. This fault leads to every sort of sin, for the soul is not focused on pleasing me or on obedience to my commandments. Remember always that my first commandment is to love me above all else. If the soul is focused on passing pleasures, he does not love me enough to earn heaven. Millions of souls suffer the eternal flames of hell due to failure to keep this commandment. When my harvesting angels visit earth in the end, they will have to cast out many souls who thought they lived good lives, but who do not love me above all else. Many times a soul is asked to choose according to obedience to this commandment, but fails in his choices due to disordered self-love. It is important to form your day, your every present moment, around this commandment. A note is given to read Luke chapter 6, 46 through 49, Hearers and Doers. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation upon rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But he who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation, against which the stream broke, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 25th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, each soul is my masterpiece. Each one has his free will, a gift from me. At their judgment, I will show each soul an accounting of the sins they were unrepentant of. It is the soul who chooses salvation or eternal damnation, not me. My commandments are a summary of my will and a roadmap of how to live in my will. This is non-negotiable. My prayer is for each soul to surrender to my divine will during his life on earth. Then I can share heaven with him. A note is given to read 2 John chapter 6. And this is love, that we follow his commandments. This is the commandment, as you have heard from the beginning, that you follow love. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 26th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, no matter the circumstance, I am always in your midst, embracing you and comforting you. This life is preparation for your life which is eternal. It is not a chance to indulge in the pleasantries of the world, comforts, fun, wealth, or popularity. These are all passing. The more you spend your life on earth as the end of all pleasures, the less you will enjoy heaven, if you are saved. Confine your affections to me and all I provide for you to enjoy. This is the love that will save you. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.